The desecration of places of worship at the hands of Takfiri groups is evident across Syria. One of those places was the mausoleum of Hajar ibn Adi, a close companion of Prophet Muhammad. This is how the place looked like because of Takfiri's deliberate attack in March 2013. The Syrian army defeated them in 2014. We headed to the place where we learned that renovation has started. This is the mausoleum of Hajar ibn Adi in Adra al-Balad in Damascus countryside. When militants attacked the town in 2013, they desecrated the grave and exhumed it. The terrorists claimed in 2013 that they dug the grave and removed the corpse of the Prophet's companion. But according to the person in charge of the mausoleum, terrorists never reached the corpse.
They only dug less than a meter. The corpse is over 14 meters deep. They never reached the corpse. They were not even digging in the right place.
Ibrahim also said that he has been coordinating with the Syrian government to provide everything necessary for complete renovation of the place. Locals volunteered to remove the rubble. They also cleaned and rearranged the inner section of the building. They said they are aware that all such attacks aim to divide Muslims.
Terrorists entered our places to divide us, the Muslims. They are following a Zionist plot and the rule which says divide to rule. But they will fail and can never divide us. All sects were unified, living in peace together here. We used to pray together in one mosque. Takfiris will fail.
Hajar ibn Adi led the army of Muslims to victory in many battles. He and his sons fell victim to their loyalty to the first Shia Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and were murdered at the orders of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.